Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you.
And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and this is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Today, we are talking to one of my favorite entrepreneurs in the real estate space, Sharon, and she is in Michigan. Sharon, tell everybody hello and what you do related to real estate.
Hey, everybody. I am the owner and founder of a company called the Betty Brigade, and we specialize in relocating people. We pack them, we unpack them, and we help them sell their stuff. Or if I'm on this show, I should say we help them sell their shit. And we work a lot with hoarders, and I got some stories.
Bless them. I mean, because I watch that on TV, and it kind of makes my heart sad.
So TV is a very, very enhanced version of what happens in a hoarder house.
Okay, so I think you're going to have a really amazing story for all our listeners. So I'm going to tell you the ground rules of the podcast are pretty simple. No F-bombs or GDs because I'm allergic to those words, but anything else flies. However, don't use real names or actual street addresses so that if there's a guilty party, only they could identify themselves. And so with that, tell us what you've encountered in your crazy world.
Well, I mentioned that we work with hoarders, and you have no idea what you are going to find in a hoarder home until you start digging into it. And because what hoarders do is hoard things, right? So they might hoard newspaper, they might hoard magazines, they might hoard clothing or shoes, and you just never know what you are going to encounter. So I want to tell you about a hoarding job that we did, and this was maybe about 5 years ago. And trust me, I have lots of more current stories. We're currently working in a hoarding house right now that is very full of automotive things. But the one that happened is that we got hired to do this job, and they wanted to have an estate sale inside the house, as well as, you know, getting all the stuff out. And this particular lady had been an investor, and so she hoarded every single stock prospectus or prospecti, I don't know which is the right word, but from like the 1960s until she died in the early 2000s.
So those giant books they used to give us before PDF, stock you bought, she had all of those?
Yes. And she kept them. And there were about 2.5 rooms full of just stock prospectus. And the crazy part, and I mean, there were a lot of crazy stories inside this house, but the crazy part is that we had to go through them all because there were actual live stock certificates stuck in every once in a while. So we couldn't just dump all this stuff. And so in this particular house, we found $8,000 in cash, like regular green cash. We found a gold coin collection. We found lots of loose gold. We found
What is loose gold?
Like a broken chain, a random earring. Stuff that you just, you know, like maybe you find a box of jewelry, and in the bottom of the box is like a bunch of broken chains or bent chains that are worth, you know, they're worth money, but nobody's ever going to wear them because they look like hell. So here's another kind of crazy thing. So the daughter said to us, and the son and daughter didn't want to do this clear out. They knew that their mom was a hoarder, and they just said, you know what, we're going to pay you, and you're just going to handle it for us. And she said, and we often get a list of things that the family is looking for in a hoarder home. So it becomes almost like a scavenger hunt for my team, which is really fun. So one of the things that she asked us to find, the daughter, was one single ruby earring. She said, if it's anywhere, it's going to be in this room under the bed.
So this is truly a needle in a haystack.
And so we're clearing out what used to be her bedroom, and we're going through, and it's shag carpet from the 1970s, right? So it's like that deep, crazy pile, and, you know, like it's maybe an inch and a half or 2 inches deep. And we found her ruby earring.
Nice work.
So, but this ruby earring had been in there for almost 30 years, and she couldn't find it, but we found it. So, like, I think that's hilarious that she asked us to find it, and we actually did, but we mailed it back to her.
You know, Sharon, they say that hoarding is a mental illness, but I think there's probably a mental illness attached to somebody that worries about a ruby earring for 30 years.
Well, kind of. I would agree. And hoarding really is an illness. We've worked with a lot of people who, like, maybe we're working right alongside them. And I had this one lady who, we were going through this room and we were clearing out boxes of stuff that she had dumped out of her purse. So, you know how, like, when you are cleaning your purse, well, rather than actually going through it, she would just take a box and dump everything in her purse. So that it would be like gum wrappers and candy and half pens and, you know, crumbs and like packages of cookies and like all kinds of ridiculous stuff in a box. And I'd have to go through this with her and some of the receipts, because, you know, they get printed on that that paper that fades. And so some of the receipts were, there was nothing on the receipt. And so I would just put it in the trash and she would take the receipt that I had just put in the trash, pick it back out of the receipt and look at it because she could not let it go. She didn't trust enough that I would do my job. And I actually ended up, firing her as a client because it would have taken us years to go through her basement.
Wow, so that's somebody that could win Let's Make a Deal, though. I mean, remember that old show where you had the buckles in your pocketbook in your pockets?
Yes, I do remember that show. And
yeah, that's going to show our age, though. We won't tell the younger listeners when that show was on.
Well, Let's Make a Deal, isn't that still on? Or is that, Price is Right. Price is Right is still on. Okay, we're old.
Although I would like Let's Make a Deal to come back, though. So maybe somebody listening to this podcast can be a production person who makes that happen, because I would totally watch it.
Oh, absolutely.
And you've got candidates for the audience.
Yeah, I do.
So if you are listening to this podcast, if you're a realtor who's got a potential client who seems to have hoarding tendencies, Sharon, do you think they should call somebody who understands this market in particular? Do you feel like this is a specialty in our industry?
It kind of is. And here's what I see happening with lots of real estate agents is that they will say, oh, I can't deal with this, or I'm not even going to list this house. And I've seen a lot of that. They walk away from the listing because they don't know how they're going to possibly get that house on the market in any reasonable amount of time. Well, somebody who specializes in working with hoarders or in working with hoarding houses, and there's a difference between hoarders and hoarding houses, and we can talk about that later if you want, but there is a way to get it done quickly and not just put everything in the trash. And the other part is that just picking up the phone and calling an estate seller, somebody who does estate sales, is not always the best way to go, because an estate seller will not go through it with a fine-tooth comb, or they may not have the backing so that you can trust that you do find a wad of cash, that they would pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, I found $3,000 today.
See, I never thought about that. Do you have to carry special insurance that would protect a seller over that? Or how do you protect yourself against somebody making accusations?
Well, we actually err on the side of caution. We are super, super picky with our staff. We make sure that they're fully background checked at the federal, state, and local level. But there is no special insurance for that. It's just a bond. And anybody who's in your house should have a bonding certificate. So cleaners, handymen, organizers should all have that kind of certificate. But how do you protect yourself? You get a really good reputation for handing people back their money. And that's what we specialize in, is we say we're going to find money in your house and you're going to get it back.
See, and that's one of the reasons that you're so awesome. So if you are a consumer, Sharon just gave you an amazing tip. Anybody that's in your house, ask for a copy of their bonding certificate. And if you're a realtor, you should request the same thing of all your vendors. I know that we keep on file for our vendors their workers' comp information, their liability insurance, their licensure with the state, and their bond. I just never would have thought about it with a house clearer outer person, but it makes even more sense there than it does for a regular home contractor who's just patching things up.
Yeah, because we're digging through every envelope, every possible thing that maybe even the family missed. Like yesterday, you know, I mentioned we're in this hoarding home right now, and I'm down in the tool room, right? And this tool room has every tool, every screw, every nut, everything that, because this guy just loved tools, right? And also, it hadn't been cleaned in 50 years. So imagine the layers of dirt. And also, lots of mice, lots and lots of mice. And so there's mouse poop on everything, right? So we're wearing masks and gloves and whatever. And I'm clearing out, I find this cupboard underneath the tool. There's like a workbench, right? A big, long workbench. And there's a little tool shed underneath. And I open it up and it's full of old bank statements from the 60s and 70s. So of course, all of that gets shred. And we have it professionally shred, or we ask the homeowner to do it so that they feel comfortable. Or you can put it in a burn pile. That's another way to get it going if your city or your state has no problem with that. But anyway, so in the back of this thing, and I just thought, okay, well, this is all old bank statements. No, it wasn't. There was a whole bunch of really awesomely cool pictures from the 30s and 40s of the homeowners who have now passed, but really cool pictures of them when they were young. And so I was able to give that to the daughter, and an estate seller probably would have looked at that and thrown it in the trash.
Instead, you gave them a gift.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so if you're listening to this program and you're in Michigan and you want to reach out to Sharon McRill and her team at the Betty Brigade, Sharon, how can they reach you?
Well, the easiest way is go right on our website, bettybrigade.com, and you can contact us. There's actually a form right on our website that you can fill it out if you need some organizing. We do organizing. If you need to relocate, we really specialize in that. We love doing home clear outs and helping even regular people, non-hoarders, move. And we help you sell your stuff too.
So you can reach Sharon and her crowd. All of their information will be included in the show notes on this episode if you have any needs and want to reach out to them. And now you know a little more about more questions to ask your realtor when you're helping somebody with a sale, because sometimes you might need somebody that's a little different than the rest of the crowd. If you are a realtor, a lender, an investor, a vendor of any sort, or a consumer who has a story to tell about your crazy life in real estate that does not reflect what you see on HGTV, please do reach out to me. I'd love to feature you on the show. Sharon, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and your stories with us. And I'm excited to hear more about Betty Brigade as you continue to grow.
Well, thank you, Leah. It was a pleasure being on.
All right, guys, subscribe to the podcast for more episodes, and I will see you next time.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit CrazyShitInRealEstate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.